Today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we celebrate love as we wait in anticipation of the Christ child and the second coming of Christ. We celebrate love. As we keep calm and have hope, saints, we celebrate love. Are you getting the gist of the theme here? Receiving the peace, the salvation, the attainable gift of God, we celebrate love. Love is a complex concept, and the question is often asked, is love an emotion, a state of being, a choice? But today, as we consider this encounter between Mary and Elizabeth, we are to remember that love is a gift. It is a gift that grows when nurtured, when scriptures are studied, when God is praised, when friendships flourish, when gatherings are centered on Jesus Christ, and love is poured out for all of us to see. A friend of mine shared with me recently that love should have a Waffle House effect. Y'all been to Waffle House? Yes? The Waffle House effect. Love should be scattered, smothered, and covered. Love should be scattered, smothered, and covered. It is a gift that we're being called to share. You may already know this, but I want to remind you that there are four ancient Greek words for love. Do you mind if we talk about each one for a moment? Storge, this empathy love, known as the love between a parent and a child. My daughter's here. Amen. Love between siblings and family members. Phileia is a bond, a friendly kind of bond. The easiest way to remember is the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Eros is this romantic love. I don't need to explain that one. We all know what that one is. Though you may never encounter storge, phileia, eros, agape is this unconditional God love that is available and within reach. It is an unwrapped gift waiting for you. So let's not rush through this season. Sit still, because Christmas cannot really be Christmas unless and until we have prepared for it. It is no doubt the most joyous and celebrated time throughout the world. Downtowns are beautiful. Homes are festive. Eggnog, which I do not like, is generously flowing. And if you did not know this, marriage proposals are up 19% during this season. But amid this love, there are tornadoes and loss and grief and politics and COVID and Delta and Omicron and our own struggles and challenges, yet we are here, waiting in anticipation, waiting in expectation, because nothing can stop nor hinder God. Christmas is still coming, and love is here. Last week, John the Baptist enlightened us as he commanded all to give a small portion of their possessions. And we were reminded joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Today is yet another reminder of this tangible gift that comes from God. Because nothing and no one can steal what the Holy Spirit implants in those who believe. The gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, all are mentioned in Galatians 5 and are rarely talked about during this season. It is the Holy Spirit who imparted himself on Mary, and it is the Holy Spirit who resides in each of us. So consider today the ultimate gift exchange, where we receive God's grace, this unconditional agape love, and the only thing in return is that we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in him enough to go tell it on the mountains that God is real and God is in us. Maybe we should add that to our Christmas list and check it off, or have a friend check it off for us. Is God flowing through us? We have just a little bit time left before Christmas. And the Gospel of Luke opens a passage that seems insignificant by itself. It's instructing us once again to turn away from the rising tide of excitement outside, the ringing of the salvation bell, to think quietly and to consider the reason for it all. Luke has dropped us into a very intimate setting where two marginalized women, pregnant women, one young, poor, and unwed, the other far beyond the age to conceive, and two miraculous conceived children encounter each other. It is a small story in comparison to the other Advent passages. And in an intensely social world where our intimate face-to-face conversations are over FaceTime, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, this passage is about a genuine connection between two women from two vastly different generations. The relationship to each other, their relationship to their pregnancy, and their relationship to God. This text shows us that God is at work in a deeply personal way. Deeply personal way that continues to impact and clash in our world right now. Last week, Luke challenged us to look beyond ourselves, yet today, we're being challenged to examine our personal dimensions, our community, and our connections. The scriptures tells us that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Theotokos, the God-bearer, and Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. The angel announced to each the birth of a son who will have a special role in God's redemption of Israel. These were two unconnected events, and now the narrative threads are drawn together. The two mothers meet with excitement and hope, joy and blessings, and share their responses to what is happening. We are seeing and we are witnessing God's love in action. See, God removed Mary and Elizabeth from isolation and helped them to fully understand that they are part of something larger than their individual destinies. just like God is sharing with us today, we are part of something much larger than ourselves. We too are God bearers because the Holy Spirit indwells in those who believe. The wonder of Christmas, this fourth Sunday of Advent, is God's love. God's gift of love shows up through relationships and grows in unexpected places. Saints, the gospel is this wonderful flow of good news. And God is calling us into this space and time not only to share, but to live out the gospel because of God's love. God wants us to know through sleigh bells ringing, jingle bells jinging, silent and holy nights, that you are not alone and relationships matter. Through this famous recognition scene, Mary and Elizabeth's hope and understanding start out separately, slowly and quietly. But through their encounter, they begin to see more clearly. Through each other's eyes and ears, they begin to have an understanding what it means to be a part of a greater plan. This passage helps us to witness that God values relationships, and we're able to see the love, the hope, and the joy shared between Mary and Elizabeth. It came through community, from them being together, having conversation with one another. So often during this time of the year, we do not want to come into community. We grieve alone. We isolate ourselves. We don't share with one another. But in order to find the peace and the love and the joy and the gift that God has for us, we are called to come together and to be unified in Christ. It is time to welcome and embrace the gift of relationships, the gift of being with one another. We like to talk about love, right? But how often do we talk about God's love? The love that strengthens us. The love that accepts us for who we are. The love that doesn't try to change us. But we change because of it. God's love is a gift. God's peace is a gift. God's joy is a gift. Now is not the time to forsake your relationships, the gatherings here in the church, our time together. Now is the time to spread the love and to be with one another. When I first read the Advent scriptures, I did not initially see the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the joy, the hope of our foundation. I did not initially see the peace or the love. that is through the Holy Spirit that comes to each of us. We sing, Emmanuel, God is with us. And now it's time for us to show the world to be strengthened by God's love, to wait in anticipation of something bigger than ourselves. God is good. So think about your Christmas gifts. Think about how God has called you to this space, here and now. Think about the miracles that can take place, that are taking place, when we look for them. Think about God's love. This story between Mary and Elizabeth seems quite insignificant. But when God shows up, it leaves a consistent mark. So I ask you today, on this final Sunday of Advent, are you willing to have God show up in your life to shower you with love in a way that you shower others, covered, smothered, and scattered? Are you willing to do that for God? Because He has done so much for us. So think for a moment, as you prepare for your day, how do you desire for God to show up for you? Is there a relationship that needs mending? Are we supposed to be doing something more in our community? Are we buying gifts beyond our family and friends and giving to those in need? God's gift of love is attainable and undeniable. And so often we forget that. Think about 1 Corinthians, and I want you to remember what love is, because so often we forget. God is not bound, people, beautiful people. God is not limited. God is hope and our Redeemer. So we linger here for a moment with a thought of love on our hearts, this gift of love. To be reminded that love is patient, love is kind, and does not envy. Love does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongdoings. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. The gift of love, this candle we celebrate, this relationship between two women is about love, God's love. God's love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves, and never, ever fails. God's love is a gift. Attainable, unwrapped, and offered to each of us. Are you willing to receive this amazing love from an amazing Savior? So linger here and wait. Christmas is coming, but love is now. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, your love never fails. Your Son never failed. Your love is a gift. May we receive it, be smothered in it, covered in it, and scatter it everywhere we go. Thank you, God, for the gifts of the Spirit, for this fruit that nurtures and grows in us. I just pray right now in this moment, God, that our hearts linger here for you to mold us, to give us the peace that we desire, the joy that we desire, as we feel your love around us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for this hope in your Son, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, oh God, for your love is enough and abundant. We bless your holy name. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's beautiful children said, Amen.